The pub was dim when they stepped inside. His gaze automatically took in the room, thinking they'd do well to paint the walls white to make it seem less like a cave. But he didn't give a damn about the decor once he saw the low fire burning in the grate. He made a beeline for it, weaving through empty tables and chairs. From behind the bar, an older woman with graying hair pulled back into a thick braid that hung over one shoulder called out in a thick Yorkshire accent,
"Sit anywhere you like."
Conroy and Patterson brought up the rear, circling up around the fire. Conroy extended his hands toward the heat inside.
"Wouldn't he have had one of these out on the moors tonight?"
"Much as I want to give you a shite about that, I will not lie and say this Disney feel amazing," Patterson admitted.
The bartender crossed over, menus in hand.
"It's filthy out."
Ewan pivoted, putting his back to the flames and willing his clothes to dry.
"That is. What can I get you?"
"Coffee to start thawing us out, then a meal if your kitchen's still open."
"I'll see that it is, and I'll scare up some towels for the lot of you."
"Much appreciated, thank you." She came back with three steaming mugs of black coffee and a stack of towels that had seen better days, but they were dry, which was the only thing that mattered. The three of them began mopping up.
"Have you seen the weather forecast?"
Conroy asked the woman.
"I have. Nasty business. This storm's massive. Stretches all the way into Scotland. They say it'll be with us for 3 whole days. 3 days? Well, that puts an end to our hill walking and camping plans, gents."
"We could pick a new location," Patterson suggested. "Head on down to Wales."
The voice of reason, Ewan grabbed a menu.
"Let's eat before we decide anything else."
Over pints of lager, bowls of rich beef and potato stew, and a thick, crusty bread, they discussed their options. In the end, after checking the projected weather, they called it, deciding to go ahead and split, making their respective ways home. With back-thumping hugs and promises to meet again in a couple months, they set out, with Patterson headed to his temp job as a trail guide in Wales, Conroy back to Manchester and the construction job his brother-in-law had hooked him up with, and Ewan back to Scotland. It was a 6-hour drive, and already late. He ought to find somewhere to stay the night. But the food had rejuvenated him, and the prospect of sleeping in his own bed was too great to resist. Putting on an 80s rock playlist, he pointed his Land Rover toward home. He was regretting his life choices nearly 5 hours later, as his eyes burned from the strain of trying to see through the lash of rain that had beaten his vehicle the entire drive. Mother Nature was having a right tantrum, and he felt as if he were taking the brunt of it. Having lost the storm-dark twilight, he was relegated to the true dark now as he navigated the empty Highland roads. His internal compass was solid, but he'd found himself relying on the GPS more than usual because he couldn't see enough of the landscape to fully determine where he was. The middle of bloody nowhere, that's where. There were no more vehicles on the road here than there being back in Yorkshire, because everyone with an ounce of good sense was tucked up warm in bed, riding things out. At least he'd be in his eventually, and no one expected him back at the pub before Monday, so he could sleep in. Mother Nature threw down more lightning, as if insulted by the mere thought. Ewan slowed even more from what felt like a glacial pace, not knowing what lay beyond the next bend. What he spotted, improbably, was light. It was aimed upward, with dark slashes breaking the beam. It took his brain a moment to catch up to what he was seeing. Headlights from a compact car that had been crushed beneath a toppled tree.